Oh, that's what came back in more.
Morning, guys. We're going to get started in just a second.
Morning.
Well, let me see how many folks we got on here. All right. Well, let's get kicked off. Morning, everybody. This is Fitz, and this is the Fitz Group Builders Call. It's December 11th, 2006. Holy moly, this year's just about over. We hold this call every Monday morning for those who would like to build teams. We do talk about personal production, though that is not what this call is about. It's about building. And personal production is mainly just a factor of growing a team. So if you're on here to hear about personal production, you're probably going to pick up some tips, but it's not going to be in light of being a good personal producer forever. It's going to be in light of being a big-time manager. Purpose of this call is to make sure that you become an agency manager and you develop a team and know how you developed it and know why you developed it and know how you're making the money and why you're making the money so that the further up in contract you go, the better understanding you have and the easier it is to multiply your efforts. So, with all that said, let's get kicked off this morning. We'd like to get kicked off by doing a roll call, finding out who's on the call. This is from a pre-printed list that I have, so if I don't call your name out, it just meant that you weren't on the list this week for one reason or another. Probably if your name is not being called, I just found out you're supposed to be on the call, and I haven't added you yet, so we'll make sure you get called out next week. And if you guys have tried to email me or call me this weekend, I apologize. I was in North Carolina as a guest to the Katz agency. Adam Katz flew me in, and I spent the weekend with him and his team and did some training. And unfortunately, I didn't think these parts of America still existed, but I had zero cell service. and so didn't know emails, didn't know that people were calling me, didn't know I was getting messages. So if you called on my cell and left a message, or shot me an email and didn't get an immediate response, then I apologize. I was out of range. I didn't think those places still existed again, but they sure did. It's like a black hole out there somewhere. But had a good weekend, and you're gonna hear more about that throughout this call. But I want to hear what you guys are doing for the week so far. So let's get started on roll call and start with Abel Verastegui. Abel, are you there?
Well, good morning. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just, I don't like to be outdone by the team, so I had to come out this week and show them how it's done. Yeah, I let it open the 12,062 personal volume. The team kicked in another 3,000 and changed, brought it up to a little over 15,000, and picked up another client that called me. I was driving in from an undisclosed location, and she says for the new year she wants to do this. So got her all the licensing information this weekend, and she's going to be taking the course and getting licensed.
Cool.
So
you had a one-day record, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I broke my one-day record. I had over 10,000 in sales off of B-leads from May, June, and July.
Wow.
So you've got a bunch of B leads sitting there that you've given out to some of your agents, and they keep on telling you these leads aren't that good. Well, you know, we had our little first annual Christmas dinner for Mupusa, and we were hearing about the B leads, and when I, you know, we kind of get up there and say, well, the B leads are so bad, they're providing me with a substantial income for the week, and gave them the numbers, they all just saw a bunch of jaws drop to the table, and some wives looking at their husbands like, I thought you'd been working. But, yeah, you got to set the example, and that's one of the best ways to get those people motivated is when you put money that should have been going into their bank accounts in your own bank account.
Yep.
But now it's been, I kicked myself in the tail for last year, because last year in January, December, hey, we just didn't do nothing. And, man, we must have left at least $10,000, $15,000 in income sitting on the table.
Well, that's the lesson, isn't it? At least you learned, right?
Learned it. Now, man, I'll tell you what, December is a hot month. I took, what Robert Wallace did last year, and, we're just doing a little nitbit of what he did, but that should be a sign to all of us that there is some serious business to be had in the month of December out there.
Yeah, if you're new to the group and you don't know what Robert Wallace did last December, a month that, the traditional insurance agent is going to say is terrible to sell insurance in, Robert Wallace went out there and wrote $100,000 of personal production in the month of December last year. And I heard a lot about that this weekend, actually, when I was at Katz's organization. I heard them talking about that. How'd he do it? Well, he traveled every weekend, and he didn't take no for an answer. And he did it on B-leads like Abel just did. You still there, Abel?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Those B-leads are bonus leads, and, I'm telling you, there's gold in those leads, and the way I'm coming about is I just went and pulled every lead I've ever gotten, and we're going to go through them. I mean, if for anything, we run into some clients, well, that's good. We'll go do some service calls on them, but there's so much business out there, it's not even funny. All we got to do is harvest it.
That's right. That's right. December was always, when I was in the personal production field, December was always my best month because Philip Hudgens told me, don't believe the hype. Don't believe that December is a bad month. And what I've found is oftentimes in the fall, like October, November, December, I really personally start pushing. Whatever I'm working on, whatever my efforts are focused on, I really start pushing. You guys have seen me now. I'm traveling all the time and growing organizations and getting in front of people and shaking hands and patting people on the back personally, face-to-face. What I've seen, and I did that last year, what I've seen is when that happens, first quarter explodes. So the people who are like Abel, who are putting in some extra effort in December, are going to see, really, you're going to end up seeing a lot of fruit from that January and February. Like, for example, Abel going out there and showing his team, hey, I wrote $10,000 on B leads. How you like me now? That kind of thing. Well, what we're going to see is over the next few weeks, maybe 6 to 8 weeks, his team is going to show that they believe it, and they're going to go out there and write the production too. So it's all about pushing that rock and creating that momentum. Good deal, Abel.
Hey,
congratulations!
All right, we're hitting the road this week, going to an undisclosed location again to go pick up and follow up on leads we have given out to other agents. I'm going to go out there and pick up the crumbs, as they say. I'm coming to find out I'm picking up the loaf of bread, and they just went and picked up the crumbs, it seems like.
There you go. That's what happens.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Good deal. Good deal.
Thank you.
Great week so far. Andy Craig, are you with us? I realized last week I hadn't been calling Andy's name, though he had been invited on the call. Oh, okay. Anita Mathis, are you with us? Beth Preston, are you here?
I'm here.
Hey, there's Beth. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. How's your week so far?
We're doing pretty good. Nick and I traveled back to an undisclosed location in Texas, second weekend in a row, and actually did really good. We had a few people want to reschedule. And we've got some Hispanic people, but we're gonna take my new Hispanic agent again and let her translate because she seems to write everything she sits on. And we did 2,100, plus I've got the team at about another 6,000.
So on top of your 2,100, another 6,000?
Yeah.
So 8,100. Cool. And
Nick,
recruits?
Nick, he has one out of HICO that has already applied for the temporary license. I've already got the paperwork in for the NAA. And I think he had somebody call today on an ad that he ran. And then I've got about three pieces of paperwork out on Hispanic people now.
Cool. Waiting for those contracts to come back?
Right. Yeah, they're not licensed, so I'm waiting for them to, you know, get the money and get it sent off and get me the NAA package back.
Very cool. Well, sounds like a good start to the week.
Team is growing, yes.
Absolutely, it's growing.
So we had a good month last month. We're going to have a good one this month.
Finish off the year strong.
That's right.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Yep. Craig Ouellette, are you with us this morning? Well, Dan Gillingham, I see the picture you sent me.
I've got that on my screensaver.
Oh, man. I could just look at that. It's, again, those who don't know, it's an Aston Martin Vanquish. It's, what a pretty car. Black, look at that. Oh, I would tint out the windows just a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
I want people to see the car. I don't really care if they see me in it. I want the windows black.
Oh, that's the only way to go.
That's right. How's your week so far?
Well, it's okay. It's not been a great week. And congratulate Abel on his. I mean, that's a fantastic week. I've got 1,151 personal. The team has put in 10,293, and I've still got a couple that haven't reported yet. So, and I know many of us are running appointments today. So, could be a better week. And it was tough just booking appointments. I made over 300 calls to try to book appointments. I booked four. So
wow.
It was just really, really tough to run them. And you know, I got a couple guys that are, in fact, if everybody on this call would put Ian Stringer in your prayers, because his grandson got hospitalized and newborn. And fortunately, it's not meningitis, but he's still dealing with some sort of blood disorder. And so I put him out on our prayer warriors at Antioch Bible Church last week. And he could sure use that. He's spending time with his family. And so he didn't run many appointments last week. But, you know, it's just been a strange week for us up here, because when people called in their numbers, when I did talk to or they emailed me, they had a hard time booking. So, we will draw a line in the sand tomorrow after business turn-in, and start over again.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing you made 300 phone calls.
Yeah, I know. I mean, dial after dial after dial after dial, every part of the day, and it's amazing.
Yeah. But, well, yes. What's funny is so many people would quit after about 75 or 100, maybe even 100 phone calls, or most people would actually probably quit after 30. But pushing forward and getting 300 gets you in touch with four folks. I mean, hey, it's better than doing nothing.
That's right. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is it never stays this way. It's going to get better.
Right.
Yeah.
And frankly, the activity from calling that many people, you know, continuing to do that, getting in the habit of calling 300 people like that will absolutely explode your business, period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No two ways around it.
And it must have been a week to travel, because those that I did get a hold of were either, if I didn't book the appointment, they were heading out of town. So, so Saturday was a day that I've never run into this, where I had, I take it back. It had happened to me about one time before, but where I had nothing booked for Saturday. Coming into, you know, Friday.
Wow.
And called Friday, still nothing. And so, you know, I turned to Julie and I says, man, I don't know what I'm going to do this Saturday. And she looked at me and says, you're going to spend time with your family. And she said, you know, and she said to me, she says, you know, maybe, you know, God has a way of telling you, hey, you know, spend some time with your family right now and pick it up next week. And I said, okay, that's fine. So that's what we did. We did Christmas stuff. And
cool.
Went out and saw the Nativity and stuff like that. But
well, that's good. That's part of the, that's part of why we're building this business, right?
That's right.
Good deal.
But we're, you know, we're at 24.8 for the month so far, and so we're about 50% behind where we want to be. But we'll see if we can pick that up over the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. You'll start to notice that less and less insurance agents will be working, so there's not as much competition over the next few weeks.
Yeah, really.
It's true.
I believe it.
It's very true. So, you know, just keep plugging along. It'll work out.
Yeah, one new recruit also. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Hey, did you get my email from last night?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, call me after this call if you need to chat.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks. Or we can just talk later on today like we already planned.
Yeah, I'd like to call you right after the call.
Sure. Please
okay.
do.
Thanks.
Yep. All right. Debbie Barrett, are you with us? Derek Gardner, are you with us?
Absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm surrounded by boxes in the middle of a move right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No production report this week, Fitz. I'm trying to balance that out with six licensed agents, though.
That's decent. Very decent.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep doing that. You had five last week. Keep doing that. You will have some production.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Production's taking priority for this week, so.
There you go. And we'll see you on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Don Sword, are you with us? Not sure if Don's going to be able to make it. He had some medical issues to take care of this morning. Donnie Webb, are you with us?
I'm here, Fitz.
Hey, there's Donnie.
How you doing this morning?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I don't have any production this week. I've been out for the last week or so, and I've talked to Bruno about it. But I'm still focused, Fitz, and I got everything pretty much in order because I've had another powwow with Bruno. So attitude's good, and I got production to begin off the new year in a great fashion. So things are changing for the better.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Glenn Otmar, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Fitz.
Hey, there's Glenn. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Good.
Team production, 540, and I had no personal production. And I will be back to work this week, full time.
There you go. And are we going to see you on Wednesday?
Yes, sir. Certainly.
Good deal. Good deal. We'll see you then.
Okay, good.
Jason Crenshaw, are you with us?
Your wife now?
Jason Crenshaw.
Yeah?
Hearing somebody on kind of a speakerphone or... Okay, Jason Myers, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Welcome back to Texas.
It's good to be back. Well, your week's been pretty decent. I've seen some emails.
Yeah. We're trying to make some changes in some things, just in regards to getting agents going and working with people. But my personal production suffered a little bit because of it. My personal production is at 1,414 for the week. But I ran a lot of business with agents this weekend, just trying to find out if what they were struggling with in the homes and made the offer to run business with people and told them if they set appointments, I'd run with them for a night during the week. And that's it's worked out pretty well. Had one new guy that came on. It's had a great week. But team-wise, the total team is 18,508.
Outstanding.
And again, yeah, again, my personal is 1,414 of that.
Strong.
So.
Very strong, so it was a productive weekend.
It was, yeah.
That's good.
You just need to duplicate that and then do that over and over and over again. So.
Hey, that's the game. That's exactly, if nobody else learns anything on this call, that is exactly what this is. I've always called it mastering the redundant. Just get good at doing the right things over and over and over and over and over, and you'll make a ton of money. So congratulations on a great week so far. It's not over yet.
Yeah, no, we're still pushing. Still have some appointments lined up. So
good deal.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. Jeremy Patton, are you with us this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't
good.
Complain, man.
How's your week so far?
Good. Good. Just got back yesterday from an undisclosed location where it's a lot warmer. Did well. Actually, Paul and I ran business together this weekend, and together about 13.5, so I guess 6,700 and change myself. And then so far as a team, we're right under 13,000 with more to be turned in later today.
Good deal.
And three contracted recruits.
That's fantastic. That's a very good balance of everything. You got good personal production, team volume looks good, and three contracts. That's great. Fantastic week so far.
Duplicating that every week.
There you go.
That's my week.
Well, that'll smoke it right there. You do that week every week, and you'll make a ton of money. I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Hey, likewise.
Yep. John Hadley, are you with us? Joseph Sexton, are you there?
Good morning, Fitz.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing just fine. Personal production was 3,095, and the team overall team production is 22,417. And I didn't have a good balance this week. I came up short on the recruiting, so I didn't get any recruits this week. We let Derek pick up the slack apparently this week.
Well, he sure did it. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely, and I wanted to thank Abel for that that great story. That's inspiring.
Going out and writing on B leads.
Absolutely.
Well, great week team wise so far.
Go team.
Great personal. I mean, 3,000 is. I remember back in the day. I mean, 3,000. If you did 3,000 a week, you were a hero. And I know that from personal experience, $3,000 a week of personal production, you can make some pretty decent cash with that. So.
I got to tell you, I kind of fell in love with personal production all over again this weekend. It was just really funny. I've been inspired by my team members going out and doing some things. And, you know, I was kind of like Dan. I called and called and called, and I had ended up with a whopping two appointments about 4 hours away. And both of them were the first one was a no-show, the second one was a one-leg, and I fought hard to keep the appointment, stayed there till about midnight, and ended up writing both of them. So I was inspired by my team and to make it happen, and so it happened. I was happy about it. It was a very personally gratifying weekend, even though the numbers weren't huge.
Sure. Yeah, I always like to say that personal production is the easy money. I know if worse came to worst, I know right now I could go out and go write $5,000 or $10,000, and take the rest of the month off if I needed to. Right? I mean, we should know that as leaders, that the personal production is an easy thing to go do. And,
absolutely.
I mean, $3,000 that's easy money. That's easy money.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. On a smoking week, 22,000 is nothing to laugh at. That's a great week so far.
I'm really happy with the team. They're just really, really knocking it out, and I appreciate them.
Looking to pay cash for Christmas, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad. And I'll see you Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I'll be there.
I'm glad you're on the call. Cameron Kimmel, are you with us?
Hey, Fitz. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Cameron, how are you?
Good. I was going to tell you, Jason Crenshaw, his house sold.
Oh, cool.
And he had to go out of town, and I meant to tell you that he wasn't going to be on the call before you called his name out, but...
No, that's fantastic news.
I know he's been trying to sell it for a really long time, so bad for him. But, gosh, man, I had a I've got beat up this weekend, but I came out with about 3,100. I ended up only sitting on 6 appointments, and I have a story to tell you later. I had the pretty much the rudest guy that I've ever had in my entire life in one appointment, and I'll go into more details on that. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But anyways, the team was at right about 23,000. We're pushing it as far as getting up to 75,000, but it will happen. We had a lot of people traveling this weekend, so 23,000 is awesome, and I'm so thankful for everybody that's gotten out and is traveling and trying to write business. And I don't know. I'm a little disappointed. I'm disappointed in my production and disappointed in, you know, I was just hoping everyone would do a little bit more. But I do have some good news.
Yeah.
I ended up recruiting. Well, I was talking to a guy, a client of mine that I wrote 2 weeks ago in Maryland, and he called me back and he wants to meet with me. I'm meeting with him this next weekend to try to sign him on with NAA. He's taking his insurance license or studying right now to take his test. So I'm going to talk to him about that. And I just had a client of mine, another one, just passed her test on Saturday. And she called me. She was really, really excited.
So now, there's got to be a lesson there. How are you recruiting clients like that?
I'm just telling them. It starts with basically asking them if they, you know, would like to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a week. I like to keep it on the lower side of things. I'm really passionate about this business. And she saw that passion, and she is very excited, and I talk to people about the business. After I write the policy, I talk to them about NAA, and I give them my website, and I tell them to look at it, and I tell them how phenomenal this company is, and how easy, I mean, it's work, but it's easy to make money, and if you like people, and you don't mind driving around, and, you know, get an application or two, then it's perfect.
It's your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
People just like to see that, and they want to be a part of something where somebody can be so excited about. You know what I mean? That's where the phrase set yourself on fire and people come around to watch. They just want to see, okay, what is this thing that somebody is so excited about? What's this thing that Cameron's so excited about? I want to see what she's so excited about. It just creates that buzz and that interest.
Well, I'm going to keep giving that excitement out. So it's funny. I mean, I was really discouraged as far as personal production goes, but in reality, I really like having a tough time because it helps me really reevaluate things and look at things because it happens to everybody. I mean, it's an up and down thing, and if you never go through hard times, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that it's good for people that are getting into this business to see, last weekend I wrote some, last month I had a really good month, but to see your upline struggle a little bit, to know that it's not always perfect.
Sure. Absolutely. I think that's a great thing. I don't think, obviously, they don't want to see their upline struggling all the time.
Right. Not all the time.
Because then they're going, well, why am I following this
person? Right. Not all the time.
But, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is we're all human. You know, sometimes you have great months, sometimes you have bad months. It's just all about the persistency. I heard a lot about that this week in the Katz agency, and they've got some real tough leaders out there, just some great people and great personal producers. And, you know, it's some weeks are good, some weeks are bad. That's why you just stay persistent, and it all comes together.
Right,
and I think that's an important lesson for your team to learn by watching you go through it. Absolutely. So I couldn't agree more. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Michael Owens, are you with us?
I am here, Fitz.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic, man. I couldn't ask for much better.
Welcome to the call officially.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. I was here one time.
Yeah.
I'm back now.
How's your week so far?
It's all right. In personal production, we still got a few more appointments left. I'm a little bit north of 6,000, around 6,200. Team volume, we don't have all the numbers in yet, but it is what it is, 13,600 right now.
Cool. Well, hey, it's just the beginning of the week. It's still not done yet.
And one recruit.
One recruit. And I think I saw this week you made some, I'm not saying like it was a surprise, but you had a pretty good commission check, and you've been making pretty good commissions, right?
That's an absolutely true statement. I can't complain a bit.
The money's good, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mike Gilchrist, are you with us? Nick Lesh, are you with us? Randy, are you there? Randy's always here. Where's Randy?
Hello.
There he is.
What's going on?
I was pausing. I just thought, he's got to be there. He's always here.
Oh, I'm here.
How's your week so far?
Oh, it's been enjoyable. Personal production, about 5,700. The team, just over 10,000. We've had one new recruit, hoping for to close three or four today, and then hoping for a small harvest during the week.
Yeah. You expecting a big crowd at the meeting on Wednesday?
I'm hoping on Wednesday and Thursday. So,
that's true.
A really big week, so.
Well, good deal.
Yeah, done all the prior planning, so just have to reap the harvest.
Looking for the performance now, right?
Let's do it.
Good deal. I'm glad you're on the call this morning.
Thanks, man.
And look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Likewise.
Robert Taylor, are you there? Sandra Harrison?
Yes, Fitz, I'm right here.
There you are. How's your week so far?
It has been a fantastic, unbelievable week. My personal production is a little bit low. It's 3,038. But I spent all my other free time working with a lot of my new agents because, you know, we're all new, but and doing training and getting them more comfortable. And it paid off because our week total so far is 21,021.
Holy cow.
I know. I'm just so excited. And one new recruit.
Wow.
I know. I'm just like leaping up and down over here.
So now you got started when? September?
Yeah, middle of September.
And you just broke your first $20,000 week.
I know.
I love it. I love the excitement.
That was really, well, you know, it was so fun to go and work with my teammates and you know, just do some training and build their confidence and get them even more comfortable. And, you know, all that extra time that I devoted to them, kind of like some of the other people on this call, it pays off. You know, you sacrifice your own personal production for it because you're spending your time with them. But in the long run, it really pays off.
Heck yeah. Paid off big for you this week.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys are supporting the meetings and tying people in like crazy, and you deserve all the success that comes to you.
Well, thank you. We're trying.
There you go.
Because we're loving it. This is so wonderful. We're just loving it.
I love it. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow then, right?
Oh, yes.
With bells on.
That's right.
Sean King, are you with us this morning? I know that Sean has a full-time job and may or may not be able to be on. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure how many people. Well, let's do this. I want you guys to log on to GoToMeeting. I hadn't planned on doing this at all. But as I was just hearing some of the numbers, I said, you know what, I got to show these some of these things. It's going to blow your mind. So go to https://www.gotomeeting.com and then click the Join a Meeting button. Because I just got to show you. And the meeting ID is 527-960-514. 527-960-514. I am intending to start doing every builder's call on Mondays on WebEx. I am still experimenting with some of the things there, and I don't want to put it together and it look like crap. So I'm trying to make sure I've got it all together before we start doing it. But every week we'll start doing a WebEx rather for the builder's call. And I'm expanding these phone lines that we're using right now. I'm just kind of buying time while everybody's logging on. We're expanding the phone lines to 100 lines, and it'll be available 24/7, not just 13 hours a day. So you guys, as you are continuing to grow, if and when you want to start your own conference calls, let us know. We can plug you into our phone system, allow you to use that. Presently, I'm not charging for that. I may eventually charge just a little bit so you have some skin in the game. But right now, we're not. So let me know. It's 24/7. You could use it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, you know, 10 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, you could have a team meeting or a builder's call of your own for your team. So let me know. Shoot me emails about that. Okay. I want to show you some things. Yeah. And there's still people plugging in. The meeting ID, again, is 527-960-514. And a lot of you guys are already on. I want to show you. Okay, I just took off the chat. Okay. Let me show you something. Can everybody see this? Can anybody see this?
Yes.
Okay. A long time ago, you can see by this graph, in June of 2000, I started tracking numbers. I started putting them into a spreadsheet where I could track them on a line graph. This weekend when I was with Katz, and you guys have heard me talk about this, I was talking about a little bit about how NAA is you know, flying at supersonic speed, and we're just the landing gear. How we don't start to we actually are going the speed of the jet, but we don't actually start turning ourselves until we make contact. And so that really is a lesson in acceleration. What that analogy is, and I want to show you these line graphs. I don't always show everybody this. I probably a lot of you haven't seen this, but I want to show you. I'm seeing emails kind of come across, kind of weird. But you can see this is June of 2000. We did 51,891. This is obviously before NAA formed. NAA formed in September of 2002. Right here, 14,881 is what I did. You can see none of this. This is the best month we had was March of 2002. We 84,000. So we didn't break 100,000 all the way through there. So NAA formed here, and we can see it better here. This is since NAA formed. So we're talking from 99 up until August of 2003. It took us 4 years to break $100,000. And you can see how this line graph continues to go up. Well, you see all of a sudden it starts going up right here in June of 2003. What you don't know is that in January, Barry Clarkson, when we did 29,000 basically, Barry Clarkson finally convinced me to start double-digit recruiting. And that was 20-plus recruits a month is what that double-digit was. And so he said, do it for 90 days and you'll see an incredible change in your business. So February, March, April, May, we did 51,000 in May, June back to 40,000, and I called Barry Clarkson a liar. You see that line? It didn't go up, but I was double-digit recruiting, and he said, just hang on, it'll work. Boom, July of 2003, we did 96,000. The crazy thing was the first week, I think we did like 30,000. And then we went to 127,000. And in September of 2003, we did 74,000. I remember that number distinctly. That was the first month NAA put out the bonus that you have to do 75,000 to get. I did 74, so I missed the bonus. But then the next month, we hit 200,000, 198,961. It's a child policy away from being 200. So from June at 40, October, 200. That came from these months of double-digit recruiting. And we kind of came back down to earth a little bit in November, and December was still a little bit slower, just barely breaking 100. But then you can see how the line has continually gone up since then. All the way to November, which I don't have final numbers plugged in yet, but I think was a little shy of 3 million. Right here it shows 2.5. I don't have final numbers in for November. So, weekly app count. I've got a spreadsheet for that. You can see our best weekly app count was a few weeks ago. We had 658 applications. Weekly production. I'm trying to figure out when we finally did more than 20,000 in a week. Because you guys should understand the acceleration that you're seeing right now. I mean, Sandra Harrison, starting in the middle of September, just did 21,000 so far for this week. That's acceleration. Cameron, starting really to build a team back in May, and in November did over 117,000 in production. That's acceleration, guys. It took me 4 years to get to that point. And we're seeing it now in 5 and 6 months. So understand what you are a part of right now. You are a part of some major, 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 major acceleration, weekly lead flow. This huge drop right here is when I quit counting Ralph Simpson's leads in my total lead flow. Because this is what I care about. The race to a million, I even keep track of that. I don't have, again, don't have final numbers yet according to NAA for November for all these organizations, but I mean, you can see I started out behind all those guys back in 2002. Definitely behind them. This blue line is me. I was dragging tail. And then we just started growing. And we started separating ourselves. That's acceleration. That's big time acceleration. So how to develop persistence. If you've read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, you've seen this. And I've got a couple of things I wanted to talk about today, and this was a minor one. But in light of what a lot of you guys were saying this morning, persistence is such a key. You've got to know how it works. You've got to know how to get it. So there are four simple steps which lead to the habit of persistence. They call for no great amount of intelligence, no particular amount of education, but little time or effort. The necessary steps are these four things. See, so far, they call for no great amount of intelligence, no particular amount of education, and but little time or effort. I like all those things. I like the fact I don't need those things in order to develop persistence. Number one, and write these down, a definite purpose backed by burning desire for its fulfillment. I read Think and Grow Rich once a year. And Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, talks a lot about definite purpose, definite major purpose. And it's kind of funny, talking to some of the top leaders across the country, talking to some of the owners of NAA. I've been polling people. I was polling them in Vegas. When we were in Vegas just a few weeks ago, I was asking some of these top leaders, what's your definite major purpose? And I thought, because I was reading the book, and I was thinking, gosh, what is my definite major purpose? And do I need a definite major purpose for my whole life, or do I need one for every aspect of my life? And so I started doing a lot of introspection. And you guys who've been with me any amount of time, you know this time of year is when I start really looking, you know, I start doing some introspection. I start looking inside, trying to figure out what's been good this year, what's been bad, what do I need to change for the new year? And I do this every year about this time. It's usually about this time I'm reading Think and Grow Rich. But this year I'm going, okay, I need, what I want is a definite major purpose in every aspect of my life. And definite major purpose is something that I wanted to throw out to you guys today. That mindset. Because so many people, and it's surprising how many top producers and top managers don't have a definite major purpose. It's surprising. I was shocked. And I have to think that if more of them had a definite major purpose, where would NAA be today? I mean, we're pretty darn phenomenal, but we're not that great. Where would we be if some folks had developed a definite major purpose? I was talking about that this weekend with Katz's organization. Friday night, Adam and I stayed up late. I got to stay at his house, and he had told me ahead of time, and so I was forewarned, but his 9-year-old daughter had a slumber party on Friday night. And so there were 13 9-year-old girls in the house. I didn't sleep well. But it gave me time to hang out with Adam on his, you know, his back porch next to a little, some logs burning in a chimney and, you know, sipping on some wine and beer. It was just good chatting with him. And he said, you know, you asked me in Vegas, and this is Adam admitting this, Adam Katz just ran $700,000 in his master agency last month. He's not a chump when it comes to volume. And he's definitely not a chump when it comes to attitude and mindset. I would put him in the top three in the country for mindset. Easily, and definitely in the top three for quality speaker. And he said, you know, you challenged me when we were in Vegas. He said, because you asked me, what was my definite major purpose? And he said, and I thought, you know what, I don't have one. He said, so I couldn't give you an answer. He said, but since then I've been thinking about it. And he said his definite major purpose was to build 10 agencies to the top contract. And I said, it's funny you said 10. I said, I'm not trying to one-up you, but I have two definite major purposes in business. One is to get 12 people to the top contract, aside from myself. 12 people. And the other is, I want to make $100 million in a year before I'm 40. And really a third one, that to me even comes before the $100 million, is I want to run a million-dollar agency every month. And that requires building teams inside of that agency which break out. So even with all those breaking out, I still want to run a million-dollar-a-month agency. Because I'm telling you guys, when you understand structure of this business, the bigger your agency is, I'm telling you, master agency numbers are fun to look at, but the real serious money is in agency numbers. I'm not saying you should keep people from promoting out. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying you should keep growing, even with your people that are growing, so that you can run a million-dollar agency. Well, I'm not saying you need to do that. That's what I want to do. That's my definite major purpose. And so I challenge you guys today, to develop persistence, you have to develop a definite purpose. I think I said this last week, or if I didn't, I said it in a sales meeting, or I said it sometime to somebody, somewhere. I know I said it this last weekend, but 2005 for me was a comfortable year. Heather and I were finally making some great money. We had very little expenses, so we bought a house. We finally bought a second car, so each one of us could have our own. I bought a nice watch. We furnished our entire house. Paid for it all with cash. We didn't finance a stick of that furniture or any of the knickknacks that are on bookshelves. We paid cash for all of it. 2005 was a comfortable year for me. And last year, about this time, I started doing some introspection. I realized, hey, you know what? I'm not the same Fitz I used to be. And about May of this year, I became the Fitz that was Fitz in 2003. And I don't know how many people on this call knew me in 2003. Don Sword knew me. I was talking about this in a sales meeting on Tuesday because I remember seeing his face. Or maybe I was talking about Thursday night at the opportunity meeting and the advanced training. I was a different person, a little more intense. And I became that person again in May of this year. It was a process working back up into it. Now, if you used to be a marathon runner but you didn't run marathons for 10 years, you got to get back into shape in order to run a marathon again. I'm back to Fitz of 2003 because I have a definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment. And it's not the thing about persistence that everybody on this call needs to understand is it's not about winning every battle. It's about sticking around to fight the next one. Because the one that can last the longest is the one that wins. I've seen that as an example with GMRs. I've placed GMRs in areas and I couldn't get any leads. But then slowly but surely, managers were quitting or backing off on their GMRs in that area, and before I knew it, I was getting all the leads in that area. Oklahoma is an example. I used to not be able to get any leads in Oklahoma. But because I was persistent, and I really think because I had a definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment, I kept my GMR in there and kept plugging away, kept recruiting, even without leads, kept recruiting, kept teaching people how to make sales, teaching them how to squeeze every bit they could out of the leads I was getting them. Before I knew it, I'd pushed everybody out of there. Now, there's still people getting leads in Oklahoma that aren't me. I'm not getting 100%, but I'm probably getting 98% of them. And that's from persistence. Number two on how to develop persistence, a definite plan expressed in continuous action. That's a whole sentence there. Because some people will have one or both of those. I mean, one or the other. They won't have both. They'll have a definite plan. Okay, Fitz, they'll draw it out for me. Here's how I'm going to do this. But then they have no action to back up their plan. Or they've got a lot of continuous action, but they've got no plan. Three, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relatives, friends, and acquaintances. It was awesome that I read this right before Thanksgiving. A mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relatives, friends, and acquaintances. And the thing about those relatives, friends, and acquaintances is oftentimes they mean well. They're not actually trying to hurt you. But before you know it, they've discouraged you. You have to be able to pick out those minds and step through that minefield without blowing up. That's part of being persistent. Is closing your mind tightly against all negative and discouraging influences. All negative and discouraging influences. There's no wiggle room in the word all. In my life, what could be a negative and discouraging influence? Could be an agent. Could be an agent calling me up. Could be an agent that doesn't attend conference calls or sales meetings and then asks me questions that I could just covered in those same meetings. Could be that person. And so what I could do is fire off an email. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm telling you, this is from me. I could fire off an email and totally blow that person out. Or I could just close my mind tightly against those negative and discouraging influences and keep doing what I'm doing. Another negative and discouraging influence could be my cross line. Could be my cross line. Could be good buddies in NAA that call me up and they're whining and complaining about this and that. And it's real easy because misery loves company. If they happen to hit on something that I'm also complaining about mentally, now all of a sudden we have a pity party. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Oh, we're so bad. We're so sad. Life's terrible. Chicken Little syndrome. You know, the sky's falling. And unfortunately, and this has never been the case in my situation, never since NAA formed anyway, you could have some negative and discouraging influences coming from your upline. And hopefully you're not getting that from me. But my suggestion has been and will always be, if your upline is negative and discouraging, you need to try to find somebody above them that's going to help you, that's positive and encouraging. And I know there's people on this call that have downline on this call. And there's people on this call who have upline on this call. And I'm just telling you. And I may get calls or emails later saying, Fitz, I can't believe you're telling my people to work around me. I'm not telling your people to work around you unless you're negative and discouraging. Are you negative and discouraging? Well, then, by all means, I'm telling your people, get away from that person because it's a cancer, and it will infect you, and it will kill you in this business. So by all means, work around them if you have to. Don't let some ding-dong head upline keep you from the greatness that you know you can achieve. I was told that 10 years ago in a different, entirely different business, entirely different organization, and that's how I got hooked up with Andy Albright. I worked around my upline. And my upline worked around his downline to get to me. I was six in depth from Andy Albright when we got together. Because of that. Four, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. I think the friendly alliance should be with your growing upline manager. The upline that's actually following the eight steps, this should be one person of your alliance. Should be. Should be the growing upline manager, the one that's following those eight steps to a T and won't negotiate on any of them. That's one person that should be in that alliance. And I personally believe that you should find somebody who's excellent outside of this business and create an alliance with them too. I know that's dangerous to say because they could say, well, it's... looks like you're doing good over there. Why don't you sell prepaid legal? And all of a sudden, I've lost you. But, you know, if you're swayed by the money with prepaid legal, God bless you. Have fun. What an ass whipping that is. I'm just telling you. I know I said ass. I know I'm being recorded. But you should find an alliance with your growing upline. And you should find an alliance with somebody outside of your business who is encouraging and positive. And will hold you accountable to your plan and your purpose. I happen to have Andy Albright and Barry Clarkson and Philip Hudgens, but really, Andy Albright is the primary alliance that I have. And I've got three people outside of this business that I go to for counsel. Now, I go back to number three because sometimes those that counsel that I get from them, sometimes they can be negative. Sometimes. I mean, we're humans, right? So, I mean, we all have occasion where we are negative. So I have to keep my mind tightly closed against that negative in case it comes across. I have to be aware of it. I have to keep my radar up. But there are people who hold me accountable to what I'm trying to push for in life. These four steps are essential for success in all walks of life. The entire purpose of the 13 principles of this philosophy is to enable one to take these four steps as a matter of habit. As a matter of habit. Okay. I'm going to pause this screen for a second. Some other things I want to show you guys. Hopefully you can see my sales link screen right now. This is what we all need to be focused on right now. I'm assuming that everybody on this call wants to be an agency manager. I'm just assuming, or otherwise, why would you take an hour out of your time on Monday morning to be part of this call? You want to be an agency manager. You just said so by your actions. If you have a burning desire to be an agency manager, you need to have a burning desire to get NAA's full bonus back with F&G. And that takes 2.5-3 more weeks of solid pushing to get it. And the easy place to get it is right here. That current inventory. You can do the numbers here and figure out that app count-wise, 28.5% of my inventory is unconditionally issued. Shall we go through those cases? Let's see whose they are. Let's just look at 16 to 30 days. Guys, this is easy money for you right here. All right. Let's click on this first one. This may be the first time some of you guys have seen this. This is an agent. His name's Abram Freeman. Waiting initial premium, says intent to close letter sent. Need sign amendment. Initial premium be drafted once all outstanding requirements are received. That's very easy for him to go take care of. Here's our boy Randy. It tells you right there exactly what needs to be done. If you want to be an agency manager, you want to get that bonus back. Well, what is the bonus difference right now, Fitz? What's the difference in bonus just by people selling Shenandoah? What's the bonus difference? Well, a lot of you guys went to the national leadership in Raleigh in September. And you heard some of the bonuses being passed out. Art Leisure is like $60,000. On a conservative side, if bonus was where it's supposed to be, where it was a year ago, his bonus would have been $120,000 for that 30-day period. Well, yay for Art, Fitz. What does that matter for me? Because when you become an agency manager and you get your bonus, it will be double what it is right now if we have full bonus back. On a conservative side, it really should be three times. Let me tell you what I'm doing with my bonus. I supplement the free lead program. I know a lot of you guys like free leads. I help supplement that with my bonus program. Now, let me tell you, if we get full bonus back, here's what I'm going to do with that full bonus. I'm going to hire some more staff here in the office, build some more infrastructure so we can better service our agents and our clients. We can make sure more people are getting paid, and we can continue the free lead program. What would you do with extra money? In your business, what would you do? I'm sure we all have a list a mile long in our personal lives what we do, but what would you do in business? We've got to focus on selling F&G for the next few weeks, and then January 1, go back to selling Foresters. Who cares? And over the next few weeks, you've got to work your tail off on this current inventory and get this stuff issued. Man, get it issued. Because there's easy money sitting right there. Easy money. Here's the tip of the day. I'm going to leave you with this because I don't want to beat you up. I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just showing you where. Okay, oh, there's that Aston Martin. Everybody see that? Ooh. Oh, that's beautiful. Tint out those windows. Okay. I'm trying to show you where there's easy money. Everybody wants to pay cash for Christmas. Go through your conditionally issued, the conditionally issued column right here, and let me show you how I got here. I went to Sales Link. I clicked on New Business. Boom, conditionally issued. That is money that the insurance company is saying, we're done doing everything we're going to do. We're waiting on you to do something so we can approve this. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you. So get those cases issued. That is easy, easy, easy money. Okay, and if you don't have any numbers there, congratulations. If you don't have any numbers there, well, you need to get on the sales stick. We need to figure out how to sell if you got no pending and no conditionally issued. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this tip. Quit showing my screen. I was telling this tip all weekend this weekend. Hopefully, Cat's organization is going to explode because of it. And a lot of you guys are starting to pick up on it. But recruit your clients. And here's how I would recommend doing it. Your client, whether or not they send in a lead, it doesn't matter. You can still have clients without leads. But your client, once you're done with the presentation, once you've collected the check, filled out the application, you ask them this question. Now listen to this whole thing, because some of you guys have heard part of this, but you hadn't heard the whole thing necessarily. You ask them this question. Who, by the way, this probably isn't for you, but our agency really is looking for some people who can do what I just did. Maybe part-time, maybe full-time, maybe the income's $500 a month, or maybe it's $10,000 a month, who knows. But who do you know? It's probably not for you, but who do you know that could do this? Who could do what I just did? And 9 times out of 10, that person is going to say, me. I can do it. Okay, so now what do I do, Fitz, now? What do I do now, Fitz? What happens now? Here's what you do. You give them your NAA site. If you don't have an NAA site, you give them naafits.com. And let's say this is today. This is Monday. We're a little after 12 Central Time, December 11th. I give them my website and my business card. I say, here, go to www.naafits. I don't have time to talk to you about it right now. What I want you to do is just kind of glance through this, put together a couple of questions. I'm going to call you tomorrow at 2. Is that time good with you? Sure. Do you think you can get through this? It's not a big website, not real long, but it gives you plenty of information. Do you think you can get through this website by then? Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to call you then, and we'll talk. You call them next day at 2, like you said. See, that's booking a meeting from a meeting. If you were at the advanced training on Thursday night, then you heard that. Booking a meeting from a meeting. I'm going to call you tomorrow at 2. So tomorrow at 2, I call them. Did you take a look at the website? No. Why not? Well, I didn't have time. Okay. Well, let me give you some time to do that. I'll call you back tonight at 6. Is that enough time to look at it? Sure. Call them back at 6. Did you take a look at the website? Sure did. What questions did you have? Well, gosh, it all seems pretty awesome. How do I get started? Good question. And now you show them how to get their license. And we talked about this Thursday night at the advanced training after the opportunity meeting. We did it on the webcast and locally. You help them put together a list of people. You help them go see those people. Maybe even develop a little scholarship plan for them to pay for their license. And now you've got somebody off and running. And that list of people you put together, help them put together. Well, guess what you're getting from that? You're going to get future clients and future agents. And you're going to work that. You're going to make money. Your new recruit's going to make money. The people they referred are going to make money. Everybody's going to win. Nobody loses in that situation. Ain't life grand. That's the tip of the day. Guys, I hope this has been beneficial to you this morning. I had so much I want to talk about, and I'm just going to have to chew on it till next week. But we'll see you next Monday. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
DS3. Message
041.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Dallas 97DS3. Message
041.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.